రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాళీకరు కాళీకరికి ముందు లోటా చేసుకో. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 11 అన్నతేద విధాత్స్యేహం అయతా పూర్వమయత కిమ్మన్నయకాల నిర్దూతే కల్పాంతే వైష్ణవాదివి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: బై డింట్ ఆఫ్ మై సివియర్ ఆస్టరిటీస్ ఐ షల్ రివర్స్ ది రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ పయస్ అండ్ ఇంపయస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. I shall overturn all the established practices within this world. Even Dhruvaloka will be vanquished at the end of the millennium. Therefore, what is the use of it? I shall prefer to remain in the position of Brahma. Repeat. By dint of my severe austerities, I shall reverse the results of pious and impious activities. I shall overturn all the established practices within this world. Even Dhruvaloka will be vanquished at the end of the millennium. Therefore, what is the use of it? I shall prefer to remain in the position of Brahma. Purport: Hiranyakashipu demoniac determination was explained to Lord Brahma by the demigods, who informed him that Hiranyakashipu wanted to overturn all the established principles. After executing severe austerities, people within this material world are promoted to the heavenly planets, but Hiranyakashipu wanted them to be unhappy, suffering because of the diplomatic feelings of the demigods. Even in the heavenly planets, he wanted those who were harassed in this world by material transactions to be unhappy for the same reason, even in the heavenly planets. Indeed, he wanted to introduce such harassment everywhere. One might ask how this would be possible, since the universal order has been established since time immemorial. But Hiranyakashipu was proud to declare that he would be able to do everything by the power of his tapasya. He even wanted to make the Vaishnava's position insecure. Vaishnavadi vi. These are some of the symptoms of Asuric determination. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So there are two words in Sanskrit: duskriti sukriti. So that means misuse and abuse. Every human being has ability. Every human being has ability. What a laborer can do, an intellectual cannot do. Is that right? A laborer has physical power. So, intellectual, you cannot do it like people do agriculture. If you are asked to do it, you cannot do it. You don't have that stamina. You will be knocked out. So, human beings, everybody has some ability. And Krishna says, I am the ability in the man. Just because you have the ability, don't think you are a very big man than others. Others are all fools. I am the only intelligent man. Paurusham Drishubhi. Sabdekhe Paurusham Drishubhi. So here we are seeing how Hiranyakashipu, because he is not trained in Vedic culture. Vedic culture means yat karasi, yat asnasi, yat jussasi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurishya madarpanam. Anything you have, you use it to serve and please Krishna. Don't try to become a big man, you will become proud. Like I was reading in Advaita Acharya's life, by jnana, maybe you will know God. Even though, by reading this book, that book, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is God. But by jnana you will not be able to attain God. Because Krishna is not pleased by just by your scholarship. So one may have the knowledge of Krishna, but he cannot see Krishna just because he has knowledge. Not possible. So one can only see Krishna by following the path recommended by him. You cannot attract Krishna by anything other than loving devotional service. Only by loving devotional service. Actually, a person will not be satisfied. Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, he has conquered all the three lokas, but he is satisfied. Hiranyakashipu is having access to any enjoyment in life, anything he wants. So all the three lokas are under his subjugation. But he is more crazy. Rich people are generally very crazy. because they are very proud people. They are very egoistic people. But just reasons of ego, like wars, people fight wars just because of ego problems. For their ego, they want to destroy kingdoms. So, the real thing is, you have to become a servant of Krishna. A servant of Krishna, he has no expectations, he has no demands. Suppose you see Krishna, all right, what do you want? What will he say? If Krishna comes before you, my dear Nidhi, my dear Joshna, what do you want? What will he ask? What will he ask? I want to show my teeth. What will you ask if Krishna comes before you? Huh? I don't want anything except the association of your servants. You want to serve Krishna directly or what? Huh? Nobody knows, only. We always want, devotees means last night in Bhagavad Gita class, who attended the last night class? What are the three attributes of a devotee? Huh? Huh? Humility, compassion, and association of devotees. A devotee, because a devotee means he knows how great the Lord is. And how everybody's ability, if Krishna has blessed him, so he should be happy to see that. No? If Krishna is giving and you are a devotee, how can you be envious or how can you be jealous? No? If Krishna has given somebody something, whatever Krishna has given you, be happy with that. This is what I am eligible for. And then you are satisfied. But the why you should get? Why not me? Who are you to decide? Krishna will decide. So, humility means not that you are foolishly humble. Humility means you are not proud of your qualifications, you remain humble, and when somebody is talking nonsense about God, because you are very humble, you'll just go on listening or what? No. Fighting doesn't mean that you are not a humble person. Just because you are quiet, when Krishna is insulted, when Vaishnavas are insulted, humility. When you are insulted, then you keep quiet. When other devotees are insulted, you want to hear it? Yeah, very good. No, you don't want to hear blasphemy at the Vaishnavas. Morning only in Upadesa Amritam we are reading that anyone who chants Hare Krishna, maybe a bidi smoker, maybe a meditator. Maybe he is living a very ugly life, bad life. But he is saying Hare Krishna. Immediately, if you know the value of Hare Krishna in your money man, in your mind, he is an extraordinary person. Because from his mouth, Hare Krishna has come, extraordinary. That doesn't mean that he is drunken, and because he said Hare Krishna, you bow down to him. No, you don't do that. But you know, this guy is not all bad because he is saying Hare Krishna. There is hope. So you respect him, encourage him. And then the second is living a disciplined life, chanting Hare Krishna. That means he is conscientious, he knows, I am not in a right place, I am not all right, and I want to improve. By chanting Hare Krishna, I want to improve. That's why there is an improvement. He is chanting, the other guy is chanting sick, but he is doing whatever the mind says. The second class fellow is chanting to improve himself. What are my shortcomings? What are my drawbacks? And you want to overcome them. Because Vaishnavas don't tell us on our face. The Vaishnavas are polite. By their behavior, Vaishnavas educate you by their behavior, mostly. But they don't want, because ego problem is there. If I directly tell you, your ego will be hurt. Wow. Maharaj insulted me before everybody. You feel very bad. But if you are a little advanced Vaishnava, Maharaj is so kind. Now everybody understands my weakness. So I should try to improve. So, the Vaishnava, by his good behavior, so that you will learn from him, I don't have that good quality which he has, and I should cultivate that good habit. So humility means for personal insults you don't become agitated. But when Krishna or his devotees, they are belittled. Anybody, he doesn't like to see the devotees to be put down. So Hiranyakashipu, he has determination, but this kriti, he is misusing the determination. Namam duskutuno mudha prapadyante naradama maya aparata jnana asuram bhavam asrita. Taking shelter of demoniac qualities. Let's say devotees want to be in association. So your defects will be exposed. If you are staying by yourself, how you are going to learn? Whenever you are in the company of devotees, suppose you are not able to adjust, that means the problem. Then you have to say, I am chanting Hare Krishna, how I am not able to adjust? Where is the problem? Or you are chanting Hare Krishna, the other guy is very clean and neat. If you are not staying together, whoever is in the mode of goodness, they cannot keep their place unclean. A Vaishnava who is clean inside, he cannot tolerate unclean outside. All unnecessary things, unwanted things, why should they be hanging around? Keep everything in order. Either you must be a lazy man or an ignorant man. Ignorance, you don't know what is the standard of cleanliness. Probably then, when you are educated, then you'll see, oh, it can be so much improved. Okay, it's not in your consciousness. As you become a devotee, you become more conscious. Ignorance or laziness. Ignorance can be removed by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Hridayantasya Vyabhadrani. You regularly hear. That's why these people fight. No attending classes. So such people, they do politics, fighting, making differences. They don't know. The devotees should not fight among themselves. Ego problems. But there is no humility. It's not who is giving the class, that's not the point. Whoever is the class, he has to make some sense, something about how to understand Krishna better, how to come closer to Krishna. So, everybody has, a Vaishnava means everybody has some ability, everybody can be engaged in Krishna's service. We don't see anyone useless. To become a learned man, it is not everybody's business. And it is not necessary to be a learned man, everybody. Not possible and not necessary, because the practical thing is how to remain Krishna conscious and how to serve Krishna 24 hours a day. This is the sum and substance. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Always you remember Krishna, and whatever abilities and energies you have, you use them in the service of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Somebody may do in some way, somebody may do in some way, but we are all not the same. We are all different, in our mentality. We are all different. That's called unity in diversity. Don't judge everything by your mentality. I always try to educate. Is he a devotee or not? You see that. And then engage him. That's all. Not whether you like him or not, or you agree with him or not. This is secondary. Is he a devotee? Is he interested to kick away sleep in the morning, get up? People who want to get up in the morning, people who want to greet the Lord. People want to, eager, they want to offer their worship and prayers to the Lord. The devotees will never sleep in the early hours of the day. That is the culture. Spiritual culture means no sleep in the early hours, because they are the best time for improving yourself. The best practice is sit up in the morning and either do japam or kirtan. You do it, you will improve yourself day by day. You will improve. The best will come out of you. If you don't miss Mangalarti and you chant your rounds. So here in this Gita Sloka, Namam Duskutuno Muda Prapadyante Naradama Maya Pratajnana Asuram Bhavamasrita. These four class of people. Asuram Bhavamasrita. People who are envious of God. They cannot utilize their human intelligence to its rightful end. They misuse. That's called Dushkrutina. Then people whose intelligence is stolen away, scientists, philosophers, very intelligent people, no? They write big, big books, but not to come closer to God, but declare their independence from God. How without God we can explain everything. That is a philosopher, impersonal. That is a scientist. By manipulation of matter, we can create life. It's called stolen intelligence. Intelligence is there, but that is not to support Vedic statements. Like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is also exceptionally capable person. Not an ordinary person. But the difference is, he is not utilizing his exceptional capabilities to please Krishna or to come closer to Krishna or help others to come closer to Krishna. No, what kind of decisions he is taking? By dint of his severe austerities, it needs lot of determination. So we were reading in the 18th chapter the determination. What is that? Dhruti. He says, Bhagavad Gita, he uses three words, buddhi, dhruti. They are three types. Yeah. Buddhir Vedam Dhritasyaiva Gunata Trividam Srunu Prochamana Vaseshena Pratakvena Dhananjaya. So Buddhir means intelligence is also three types. Intelligence is there. But there are three types. Dhritasyaiva. Dhriti means determination. So, the Hiranyakashipu's determination here, Dhrityaya dharayate mana pranendriya kriya yogena avyabhicharinya dhritisapada sattviki. So, sattvic determination is not along the mind and the senses, on the objects of the senses. No? So, always withdrawing the mind and senses and then concentrating them on the Supreme. That intelligence, it also, why people are not attempting Krishna consciousness? Because they don't have determination, or their determination is misused. No determination, because only a person with determination will transcend the obstacles. He knows, I should develop attachment to Krishna. But my mind is attached to, my senses are attracted to many things. So if your determination, no, I should not listen to my mind, I should not listen to my senses, I should listen to the Guru, the Vaishnavas, and Krishna, and I want to develop attachment to Krishna and his service. So here it is said, one who can arrest the Bahirmukh, the senses running after sense objects, the mind meditating on material things, a person who is determined and gains control over them, that kind of determination. Whereas Hiranyakashipu, his determination which you are seeing, is going along with the mind. And what are impossible, what are improper, is determined to reverse them. He is saying, say, I shall reverse the results of pious and impious activities. But this is the law of nature. Impious will be punished and pious will be rewarded. But Hiranyakashipu says, I will decide what is pious and impious. Not that I have to just submit the established laws. So that means he is very foolish. He is thinking he is independent of God and his laws. And whatever determination he has, he wants to oppose the Lord and his established laws. So, generally we want to serve the subordinates. We want to serve the superiors. That we want to facilitate, we want to serve. So we are not God to be taking service from others. We are not God that we know how to decide what to do, what not to do. No. But Hiranyakashipu is just ignoring the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is trying to grab the position. I shall prefer to remain in the position of Brahma. So here, sattvic determination we heard. Sattvic determination means controlling the mind, controlling the senses, and trying to cooperate with the arrangement of the Lord, and try to please the Lord. Unwavering mind, that is called determination in the mode of goodness. What is determination in the mode of passion? Determined but for material gain. Determined but for recognition. Determined. Some people are doing gold medalist, Nobel laureate, not ordinary people. Among all the human beings, I got the gold medal. Of all the people, I could succeed. So, determination for material gain and improvement, that is the determination of a man in the rajasic state of mind. And tamasic determination, completely what is contrary to, that means a determined to destroy, a determined to harass, determined. There are people, Hitler, Napoleon, they are not scared. I am one man, I am one man, the whole country is there, they determined. No, the whole country may be, so what? I am going to topple them, I am going to control them, I am going to punish them as I want. No standard. I am the judge. Iswaroham aham bhoge balavan sukhi. I am the wise man. I am the enjoyer. And everybody has to follow my plan. Until we are supposed to follow the plan of Krishna. So this is the mentality of a person who is rajasic. And all the so-called leaders, generally they are rajasic. Krishna is saying, control your mind and senses, come back to me. But this guy is saying, I'm going to create heaven here. I'm going to create, change everything so nicely. See my plans. I told you one time. Anybody who is saying, like one guy he became a collector. He has own plans how to do things. He has own plans. Nobody refers to Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, a plan. And that kursi, that chair has seen so many collectors. Like we have seen Ram Gopal, same Srikant, Sridhar, Janaki, same chair. Collector sat down and left. So new collector comes. I'm going to do things this way, that way. And the chair is laughing. We have seen many people like you. Come and gone. But things go on according to Krishna's way. There was one collector in Kurukshetra, Andhrawala. It is Haryana cadre. And he said, I'm going to create Saraswati. I'm going to see Saraswati flows underground. I'm going to create Saraswati to flow again. And made a big scheme. World Health Organization contacted them, government, this, that. And then he put Saraswati Ma, Pitalka. On the way to Shabad, right side, after Pipli. He created, but after he's gone, and the whole thing was again, everything again, that canal, everything finished. So, we should not waste our time and energies. We all have limited time. We all have limited energy. So if you are wise, how best I can use my limited time and energy? So the best results when you do it the way Krishna wants. Good for you, good for the world. You will become blissful. You will become happy. So here it is said, Yaya Sapnam Bhayam Sokam Vishadam Madamevacha Navimunchati Durmeda Trutissa Partha Tamasi. Tamasi determination. Dreaming. These are your dreams. And you are worried whether it will happen because you are putting so much effort. The devotees also put so much effort. Do devotees worry? Devotees don't worry. Devotees also work very hard. Just leave it to Krishna. I have to do my job. But these people, tamasic people, Yaya Sapnam Bhayam Sokam Bolo. Yaya Sapnam Bhayam Sokam Vishadam Madamevacha Vishadam Madamevacha Navimunchati Durmeda Navimunchati Durmeda Dhritissa Pada Tamasi Dhritissa Pada Tamasi Yaya Sapnam Bhayam Sokam Vishadam Madamevacha. So very proud at the same time, very morose. With all his determination, nothing is achieved. Yaya sapnam bhayam sokam vishadam madamevacha navimunchi durmedha, because his intelligence is contaminated, misapplied determination. Navimunchi durmedha dhritissa pada tamasi. So, this sloka, Bhagavad Gita, this sloka is applied to this Bhagavatam text. Today we are reading. We can see the plan and activities of Hiranyakashipu. Exactly, they are fitting. So we decide a person, tamasic, rajasic or sattvic, by proper knowledge. So, yaya sapnam, Hiranyakashipu, a big dream, established order is there from eternity. But this guy is dreaming, I am going to finish. Nothing like pious or impious, I will decide. I will reward. What should happen? I will decide. So, yaya sapnam. Bhayam Vishadam Madamevacha. So Bhayam Sokam. Always is worried. Sokam. That means because nothing is happening according to plan. There's power. Power is there, like Prime Minister has power. But still things are not happening. So gloomy, Sokam. Why? I have power, I have resources, why things are not happening according to my plan? Yaya sapnam bhayam sokam vishadam madamevacha nevumunchadi durmedha. This is the Pada Samasi. Exactly. So here, severe austerities reverse the results of pious and impious activities. I want to be the Brahma. I want to be the Lord. I want to be the Lord. Anyone who has the mentality of being a proprietor and an enjoyer. So devotees are completely opposite. A demon, he wants to be the proprietor. I want to be the master of all I see and survey. I want to be the master. Then I want to enjoy the best. Whatever is the best here, I should be the enjoyer. Ishvara aham bhogi. So, where a devotee is, what is the one? Nirmama. Nothing is mine. Nirmama. Nothing is mine. Nirmoha. There are no illusion. And I am not the enjoyer. A servant is not the enjoyer. So, whenever you are reading in Bhagavatam things like this, it is for self-examination, you know. It is for self-introspection. All of us born into this world with ahankar, false ego. We all have tendencies. Some are many, less or more. It is there. So whenever we read, then we know. Diagnosis. When the diagnosis is proper, then it can be treated nicely. If you don't diagnose, then the disease may be aggravated. No? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, राम राम हरे हरे।